Hello and welcome to 7 Days of Gaming, the biggest stories from the last week in the PC gaming world. I'm your host, Alex Pace, and this episode covers the week from 8th to 15th of December 2016. We've got CPU exclusivity, an Ubisoft stock scandal, public random drop rates, Crytek payment failures, and Games Republic. Let's get to it. Developers of VR title Arizona Sunshine, a zombie FPS, have swiftly retracted their intentions to restrict certain game modes to 5th, 6th, and 7th generation i7 CPUs. Vertigo Games say the original intention was to reward dedicated VR players with high-end PCs with exclusive access to the game modes for 90 days, but a community backlash led to an about-face on their decision. It was aggravated by the lack of announcement of this restriction, which was given wider attention after a Reddit post announced the issue. This appears to be the first time a game has had hardware-based exclusivity. The first round of voting for the ModDB Game Awards ran this week, with over 10,000 mods competing for a spot on the top 10 list. The next step is another 10 days of voting, where an overall winner will be announced. Voters can also win a free game from the site just for voting, whereas winning mod teams will take an advertising deal and a frankly random custom pewter pocket watch. Running parallel to this is the Indie Game of the Year Awards, which still has until the 20th of December until voting closes. So far, 2 million people have visited the site and 61,000 votes have been made. The longest dev time spent on a game was an insane 9 years. EA say they have heard the feedback on Star Wars Battlefront, specifically its lack of a single-player campaign. Although EA have acknowledged these issues, they have not actually detailed how they will address them. This comes after they announced 2 weeks ago that the new Battlefront game would be much bigger than the current game. French media giant Vivendi has now bought over a quarter of Ubisoft's shares, giving them nearly 23% voting rights. Despite this, the company claims they have no intentions to acquire Ubisoft. Yves Guillemot, Ubisoft's CEO, is opposed to the gradual takeover as he and his family founded the company and have run it from the beginning. In related Ubisoft news, 5 employees of the company have been fined a total of $1.2 million by France's AMF Sanctions Committee on accusations of insider trading. The employees are charged with selling Ubisoft stock in 2013 after using insider knowledge that the crew and watchdogs would be delayed. The company, who itself is not at fault, claims the employees act in good faith, and they are convinced the team members did not intentionally commit any acts contrary to market regulations. They say, given the processes and timetables involved in the production of major games at our company and within our industry in general, we believe that at the time they carried out their transactions, these employees could not have been aware of or anticipate the subsequent decision to postpone the game. 4 of the 5 employees say they will file an appeal, while the remaining employee, only fined $15,800, has chosen not to. Discord have announced a new API for developers called GameBridge, which allows games to integrate Discord's voice and text chat directly into their game. It would allow things like matchmaking by voice chat group, participation by those outside of the game, and a stronger connection between developers and players. 11 companies have already signed up to the private beta, including Boss Key Productions, Tryon Worlds, Pocket Watch Games, and Archetype Studios. Bungie has recruited Activision studio Vicarious Visions of Tony Hawk and Skylanders fame to work on Destiny 2. The company says their current demand for Destiny content has outpaced their own capabilities, and hiring outside help is a smart way to deliver a steady stream of engagement. High Moon, another Activision studio, is also working on the game, which is to be released next year. Heroes of the Storm game director Dustin Browder has resigned from his position, moving off to work on other projects. He has held the position since 2013 and is passing it on to current technical director Alan Dabiri. Blizzard is looking to revitalize the game and improve its esports scene. Dabiri says he's most excited about the Heroes Brawl game mode and getting better interaction during esports with support for custom games and in-game match spectating. A new Chinese law will force developers to reveal the odds of item drops from loot crates and the like. The law comes into effect on May 1st next year and will require the numbers to be posted online. It does, however, only apply to games within China. This could have great implications, like games being advertised as having better drop rates than other games and an even larger investment in item farming. AMD has added streaming and screen recording ability with its new ReLive application. It features a 1-hour instant replay feature and minimal performance impact, with a 3-4 FPS impact on games like Battlefield 1 and Overwatch. AMD also added the option to dynamically adjust the frame rate to reduce temperatures, power usage, and GPU workload. This is only enabled for a small set of games at the moment and moves the frame rate around depending on the amount of action happening on screen. Multiple reports have alleged that Crytek, of Far Cry, Crysis and Rise fame, have failed to pay their employees on more than one occasion. Allegations surfaced for the first time in 2012, but this time employees have claimed they have been without pay for up to 6 months. Crytek refuted the previous allegations, but has not yet made any comment on the current situation. OneFX Artist is intending to go to court over the issue and has set up a GoFundMe page to cover the legal fees. Games Republic, an online storefront, has announced they will be shutting down at the end of this year. The site has been up since 2013, but has offered little comment on the closure. Users will still be able to log in and download games before the shutdown, although game sales have been halted. In game release and update news, Age of Empires 2 is getting a new expansion 17 years after release. Rise of the Rajas will launch on December 19th and includes 4 new civilizations, 4 new campaigns, a new map type, performance fixes and improvements around multiplayer and picking up after a disconnection. Heaven, a space survival sim, has made it past Steam Greenlight and will release early next year. The game mixes traditional survival elements, rich environments and a complex and human story. A demo will be released shortly. The latest Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare update has added women to the game, something which has been unavailable even since women were first allowed to serve in combat in the US in 2013. The first Call of Duty game to give female playable characters was Ghosts, also available in 2013. Deus 2, Data, a dramatic platformer based around exploration and manipulating glitches, has been released on Itch, with a greenlit-driven Steam release coming soon. The first game gained a popular cult following, and the sequel will also have a physical release and art book. Multiplayer pirate FPS Blackwake is set to be released first quarter next year. The game pits human crews of up to 16 against each other as they fight with cannon, cutlass, pistol and blunderbuss, with a focus on period and naval realism. Pixel art-based MOBA Hunger Dungeon has released for free on Steam, with an interesting payment model. Play one of 4 randomly chosen characters each week, or make a one-time purchase and access all the characters on demand. The game's pixel aesthetic also makes it easy to understand what's going on in the midst of battle. Driven Arts will release their World War II FPS Days of War on Steam Early Access this January. The game is inspired by classic shooters from the 2000s and focuses on core gameplay without the grind. The game is expected to launch fully within the next year. Another World War II FPS is set to be made by Gaijin and has been dubbed Enlisted. It will be squad-based and focused on realism with fully destructible maps and battles of up to 100 players. A closed beta test will begin in the latter half of 2017, but you can purchase future access rights and the first 2 campaigns right now. Her Majesty's Spiffing, The Empire Staggers has just released. A point-and-click game soaked with colonial British humour, you must establish a new galactic British Empire at the Queen's behest. It is set in the current day where the Queen has dissolved Parliament and now rules the country herself and is available on Steam. Watch Dogs 2's first DLC, T-Bone, has been delayed due to unprecedented work resolving bugs and issues identified after release. The DLC will now release on December 22nd for PS4 and a whole month later, January 24th, for PC players. Warhammer 40,000 Inquisitor, Martyr, from Neocore has been delayed until the second half of 2017. The studio explained that the game has turned out to be larger than they anticipated and they want it to be finished when they release. A beta version is available for the new Dishonored 2 update, due December 19th. It will allow the use of the 2 main characters' abilities in a single playthrough, more options to tailor your playstyle, and more optimization fixes. Ready at Dawn, the studio that developed The Order, 1886, is releasing a new game on February 14th, 2017. Deformers is a food-based arena combat game with frantic action and both offline and online multiplayer. The studio also says the 1886 IP has a future and was never written as a one-off story. Torment Tides of Numenera's release date has been announced as 28th of February next year. The fantasy RPG made by In Exile lessens the focus on cutscene and uses text, imagination, and a rich world to tell its story. Turtle Rock Studios of Left 4 Dead and Evolve fame have announced a new fantasy-based free-to-play FPS. The game will feature co-op action and won't release until at least 2018. A local multiplayer nostalgic ice hockey game, Old Time Hockey, is being developed by V7 Entertainment. It is set in the 70s and also features a story mode that follows a struggling team through its battles. It also features a beer mode, which allows you to play with one hand while the other, presumably, holds a fermented beverage. It releases early next year. The second pirate game getting a mention this week, Sea of Thieves, is running a closed technical alpha access from the 16th to 18th of December. The test is protected by a non-disclosure agreement and will involve 1,000 players. The game is a shared world multiplayer title focusing on adventures with other players, rival crews, and carving out your own success. EA's Originals program, which supports the development and distribution of indie games, has announced its next game, Sea of Solitude, from Joe May Games. Within the game, people who get too lonely change into monsters, and Kay, the main character, is looking for a way to change back. She finds out not all monsters are the ones who look like one. The release date is currently unannounced. Battlefield 1 will be updated on the 20th with a spectator mode that improves on the previous Battlefield games, using a movable third-person view, first-person, and tabletop viewing mode. It is also a potential tool for machinima makers, with depth of field and camera filters included. Another thing it adds is a fabulous-sounding grenade crossbow. Astroneer is a voxel-based space miner simulator with a completely destructible and deformable world. It takes place in a 25th century gold rush on the frontiers of outer space. Environments are procedurally generated and have a textureless, polygonal aesthetic. It releases to early access on the 16th. Dota 2's 7.0 update has released, adding a new hero to the game, a new terrain theme, extensive map changes, and a redesigned UI, with the traffic to the countdown timer for the update on the official site actually causing it to overload. Magical realist adventure game Memoranda, influenced by Japanese author Haruki Murakami, releases on January 25th. The entire game is hand-drawn and combines elements of memory, loss, a strange world, and something not quite right. And in esport news, European team OG have successfully defended against Ad Finam in the Boston Dota 2 Major, maintaining a hold on the Eaglesong Trophy and the share of the $3 million prize pool. This is the team's first major title out of a possible four and the most successful team at a Valve-sponsored event by being the only one to win more than one title. The second-place team, Ad Finam, are an all-Greek team who have had a blazing first major, beating more successful teams on their way through to the grand finals. Danish team Astralis have won the Esports Championship Series Season 2 finals for CSGO, beating Optic Gaming 2-0 and winning $250,000. The event was held in Anaheim, California. Open qualifiers begin on the 17th for the Overwatch Winter Premiere. The event is open to American teams only, and the final will be held in January in Burbank, California. YouTubers and professional players have competed in the Hearthstone Esports Superstars event in Neumünster, Germany. It was won 3-0 against a Russian team whose name I cannot pronounce. I can tell you, though, they beat German team Super JJ. And the top 10 sellers on Steam this week were Planet Coaster, Total War, Warhammer, Realm of the Wood Elves DLC, H1Z1, King of the Hill, Counter-Strike Global Offensive, Watch Dogs 2, Rust, Shadow Tactics, Blade of the Shogun, Total War, Warhammer, Euro Truck Simulator 2, Viva La France DLC, and Civilization 6. And finally, my favourite story was, as mentioned last week, Hitman's Christmas Mission will allow you to dress up as Santa and infiltrate a high society Paris party, but it has now been revealed that the two thieves you are up against are doppelgangers for Harry and Marv from the Home Alone series. They come from a background of failed robberies and violent crimes, forcing them to move to the US from their homeland. Thanks a bunch for listening to the episode. You can check out the show at 7daysofgaming.com and sign up for email updates. You can also follow us on Twitter at 7_D_G. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, Audioboom, TuneIn, and basically every other podcast service you can think of, and YouTube, where they are quick and easy to find if you don't have access to your usual podcast device. Any kind of feedback is welcome. Leave a 5-star review on iTunes and I'll give you a shout out on the show. And please do share the show around to anyone you know who's interested in PC gaming. Lastly, we still have a Patreon page launching shortly and I need your feedback on what kind of rewards you want, okay? So go and fill out the survey. It's on the website. Thanks to Rocco W for the music and see you next week.